to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prop Show. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is March 12, 2020. The world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. The time, so it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can find updates with the, let's back up. The cell phone number, text me first. I get a lot of robocalls, and I'm likely not to answer the phone unless I know who it is. So if you simply text me first, then I'll call you back, and we'll get it going. So, anyway... Moving right along. So you can always find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, Auto Ministry Hub, which is very simply what? ProphecyHour.com. ProphecyHour.com. And if you don't have it, mister, I miss her. My wife has went to the food bank, locally here where we live at to help out as she does the second Thursday of every month. We miss her. But tonight we'll have a special guest on with us. Anyway, we are a national satellite radio program which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube. It's on some FM stations. Pray about supporting airtime. It's just not free. And your donations keep us on the air. On another note, let's thank our listener base that's worldwide in places like Helsinki, Finland, Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, Prague, Czech Republic, and, of course, cities in the good old United States, such as Springtown, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, Long Beach, California. And this week, yeah, Wichita, you outdid them again. Be the largest group of listeners. And that's when the programs go over there to podcast, and then we can tell where you're at and who's downloading and so on and so forth. So follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I ask for you to bless us, Father, this night with your words, Father. Let what comes out by you, Father, so we don't panic the people, but we put out truth. So in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, today, before I start, I'd like to play a song for you that came to me very, very early in my life. And it was a part of my reason to always wonder about the end times. I still think this song's very relevant. You can let me know what you think. Here it is, by Barry McGuire.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but was that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't quit the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around. Just tell me, Alabama, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take race. And tell me
folks, that song came to me, I think I was about 12 or 13 years old when that song came out, and it hit me real bad, and there was a lot of bloodshed there and everything during that period of time around Israel, but that song stuck with me all of my life, and it still does, and I think it's very, very relevant. Let me know what you think. Anyway, so are we truly on the eve of destruction? Where can we find that information? The best resource for that information, of course, is the Bible. So many things are different, are happening right now. But let's go back to Yeshua. That should be our answer to a lot of this. Yeshua was asked, what shall be the sign of thy coming? It was recorded in what we call the book of Matthew, and it's real prophecy. And when I read this little bit of it, notice the signs. Now, this is Matthew 24. And Yeshua went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yeshua said unto them, see ye not all of these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall be not one left here, not one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And as he said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when the signs of these things shall be. What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Yeshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ or Messiah, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And diverse places means different places. All of these are the beginning of the sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sakes. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity, that's lawlessness. The love of many waxing cold, look around you. And he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, he who readeth, let him hear. Now, that goes on, and, you know, we're not really going to get into a lot of this. We're going to probably stay with just pestilences and famines today. But, you know, for the record, this is well, my wife's missing in action today. It's also the second Thursday of the month, and Carl Gallups will be coming up in the next program. That's at 7 o'clock Central Time, and I think it's 5 Pacific. But we will be addressing probably this lawlessness. But you're going to be amazed at what, when we break down this new book that he has, you're going to be amazed at what's all in it. I was. Anyway, so there's much in those 15 verses. And we're going to look at some of them, and depending on how time goes, we'll see how far we go. So what are we going to look at first? It says, verse 6 and 7 says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. We're not going into that. But see, you're not troubled, for these things must come to pass. The end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in different places. Now, we are seeing earthquakes in different places, places here in the United States that we've never seen them before, or at least in my lifetime that I remember them. But, man, when you start getting them out of Oklahoma and all around you and stuff like that, that's different places, let me tell you. But anyway, we're going to be talking about famines and pestilences. Now, we're going to take famines first. Because, you know, most of the world right now and everybody out there, everybody's screaming about coronavirus. And, yes, we've been talking about it for about the last 5 weeks. As soon as we found out about it, basically we started coming forth with radio. Now everybody's talking about it and throwing different things out there. And we're going to talk about it in the second half of the program. And during the second half of the program, we're going to bring Frank Stephan on, who has a radio program of his own called The Frank Report. And I listened to his program while I was getting mine ready today, because he's on just right before me with his program, and he has some very, very good points. He did a good job with it, but I got a question for him after we play this audio from this doctor that I stumbled across last night, and I think he's based in California. Somebody sent it to me on Facebook, and I had to track it back. The best I could do was go into an Instagram account. But anyway, we're going to play that for you after the break. But anyway, so what am I going to talk about right now? Let me have a sip of water and I'll tell you. Now, what the media is not really reporting a lot on this, and this is it's called the desert locust. Now, there's a report over there on the pastor's page at prophecyhour.com. If you go to the pastor's page, you'll find this report, and I'll make sure I repost it so that you can find it. But here's an update about the desert locust. Now, we have been talking about this on there, and so let's go on with that. So new swarms are forming in Somalia and Kenya. Swarms hitting 20 countries spanning thousands of miles from the western border of China to the western coast of Africa down the Horn of Africa to Tanzania. That's a huge area. The desert locust is the most destructive migratory pest in the whole world. They're ravenous eaters who consume their own weight per day, targeting food crops and forage. Just a single square kilometer of the swarm can contain up to 80 million adults, with the capacity to consume the same amount of food in one day as 35,000 people. Think about that. 35,000 people. And right now, what do? We have a lot of crops are coming in. They're coming in. It's the first fruit crops will be coming in, and they're eating them up. That's a lot of nations. The large swarms pose a major threat to food security and rural livelihoods. Now, the people in the rural communities, it's just like here in the United States, it's the farmers that supply the food for the companies and the places to feed the big cities, right? So this is a major, major thing. These swarms are still unchecked, and they are going to cause massive food shortages, unlike we've seen since, well, I really don't know when, or at least not in my 64 years of being on the planet. I don't remember anything like this ever happening to this degree. It could have, again, if you folks know about it, I'm the guy that, hey, my brain is not closed. If you want to send me a link or something that shows me that it was worse than this, then, hey, amen, do it, please, because I'd like to see it, because that's one thing I like to do is to try to be accurate as I can. I don't want people saying, well, hey, I heard it on Prophecy Hour, and it's totally wrong. Hey, I'm open for, you know, everybody contributing. And by the way, you folks around the world that are listening to us, you can contribute. Send me an email. Send me a text by my phone if that's easier for you. I welcome you. Anyway, so this, I do believe this is part of the famines and pestilence spoken by Yeshua. I think this is now starting. So far, these countries affected are Kenya, Ethiopia, Somalia, South Sudan, a country I have never heard of, Eritrea, E-R-I-T-R-E-A, Eritrea, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Oman, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. You know, one thing that really strikes me that I noticed that mostly these are Muslim countries as far as I can tell from looking at them. And hunger does things to people that will be used. What, will this be used to get these nations to attack Israel at some point? I don't know. But remember, Israel is a time clock that we should pay attention to because the Bible is a major focus around Israel. But these are Muslim countries. Will this start another when they have no food, will this start another huge migration? Like, you know, Turkey just is releasing the people. The refugees that are there that have been holding up, they were going down to Greece. And I noticed just before I came on, I noticed a video I posted on my Facebook page of Greeks. It looked like farmers or something, but they're spraying pig urine right at the border where they've been trying to break through the fences, right? Well, that's unclean to a Muslim. That's actually pretty smart thinking. We'll see how that works out. But they're spraying pig urine on the border to stop them out. And I shouldn't laugh, but, well, that's what it is. In fact, we've had farmers here in the United States when Muslim moved next to them that asked, told them they needed to quit, you know, raising pigs or tell you not to walk your dog. These people come in as a takeover. They're not coming here to assimilate nor any place else in the world because the one goal of the Muslims is indeed to take over the world. But anyway, going back to this famine, because it's going to cause it's a pestilence, but it's going to cause a famine, a huge famine. I remember years back we had one in Ethiopia that was crazy, but this is a much broader scale. And notice it is even headed towards China. It's at the border of China. So I don't know if it's going in there because China's a communist country. It's harder to get information out of them, as we're all finding out with the coronavirus, which, by the way, that is what we're going to talk about in the second half of the program. We are going to talk about the coronavirus because it is a pestilence. And by the scale that it's getting, it's really getting pretty badly serious, but we figured it would be from the first. I know a lot of it's one thing because I watch prophecy, and by the way, folks, I've been in Bible prophecy since the early 90s, working with prophetic ministries and so on and so forth. And so, I'm real aware of these things, but I keep track of what prophecies and so-called prophets and book writers, you know, I do book reviews. This coronavirus has seemed to caught them off guard. They're coming, some of them are coming up with things and most of them aren't putting it. Just aren't putting it together. Is it, somebody asked me the other day, is it the fourth seal? I have no idea if it's the fourth seal. I am not the guy that points to the Bible and say this is absolutely where it is. I do believe that we are in the time of the end and that things are coming upon us. I think it's going to get a lot worse, though. I really do. And I think there is some good news on the other side of this is the coronavirus. I do really believe a couple of things about it, and I'll share that with you after we come back. Because in that way, because I want to have Frank on at that time, and I want you to listen to this audio. But in the meantime, folks, we need to prepare for these things. You need to prepare for it. We have not been ordered to close the Mission Church yet, so we're still opening. We really need your support. I can't express how much I need your support. So if you hear this, I pray that you would please send the support you normally do and more. We need it now. You can send it to 230 West 4th Street in Florence, Kansas, 66851. 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. I'm asking that you send it there instead of the Wichita Mission Church, because if you mail in a donation, then if you mail it in and they keep us out of Wichita or whatever, then we won't be able to get it to pay bills, Mission Church bills, because we still got to pay the rent, lights, gas, everything to stay open, even if they keep us out of it, because we will reopen. But anyway, and I'll tell you, but the best way to donate is by PayPal. I like that the best. So where can you find all the information that you need about this ministry? You can go to prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And check us out. I'm going to go away for about 4 minutes, and I'm going to come back on. We're going to bring Frank on. We're going to talk just a minute or so, and then I'm going to have Frank play that clip from this doctor. We'll be back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would.
So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, miss the mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
The English word Easter is derived from the names Eostra, Istra, Astarte, or Ashtaroth. Astarte was introduced into the British Isles by the Druids and is just another name for Beltis or Ishtar of the Chaldeans and Babylonians. The book of Judges records that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Ashtaroth and forsook the Lord and served him not. Easter is just another name for Ashtaroth, the Queen of Heaven, and was not considered a Christian festival until the 4th century. Spring festivals in honor of the pagan fertility goddesses and the events associated with them were celebrated at the time of Easter. Early Christians celebrated Passover on the 14th day of the first month at even, and a study of the dates on which Easter is celebrated will reveal that it is not observed in accordance with the prescribed time for the observance of Passover. After much debate, the Nicene Council of 325 AD decreed that Easter should be celebrated on the first Sunday after the vernal equinox. History reveals that the pagan festival of Easter originated as the worship of the sun goddess, the Babylonian Queen of Heaven, who was later worshipped under many names, including Ishtar, Sibyl, the Great Mother, or Astarte, for whom the celebration of Easter is named. Easter is not another name for the Feast of Passover. It is a transliteration of the name of a pagan fertility goddess. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Folks, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And now we're going to bring Frank Stephan on. We're going to get into coronavirus. Are you there with me, Frank?
I am.
Hey, your volume's kind of low.
How about now?
Oh, you're better. You're better. Anyway, always glad to hear from you. We're going to talk about the coronavirus, and let me get into, I got just a couple of words to say, and then I want you to play that audio for us, okay?
All right.
Okay, where was I at, folks? I'm kind of lost. I'm still on a loss because my wife isn't here with me. I'm getting so dependent upon her, ha-ha.
Oh,
anyway, on to the pestilence. Coronavirus is just, and that's how big it will be. We can only tell after the fact. But I still think Israel, the seed of Abraham, will bless the whole world by coming up with a vaccine that will literally bless the whole world, right? If it does work. Anyway, Yeshua is the promised seed. But the rest of them are also. But here's the scripture says, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." So we'll see. But last night, Trump began to take action by banning flights from Europe. At the same time, mayors, governors all across America are accelerating their cancellation of public events at conferences and rodeos. Public schools, universities are being rapidly shut down, halting the spread of the coronavirus across educational institutions. Because of these actions by Trump and other government officials, we're now estimating that a 30% social distancing suppression factor has been achieved. Now, that came from Mike Adams at the Health Ranger. He goes on to say that he was predicting by July 4th, that 1.1 million people would be dead in America. He's usually a pretty accurate guy. But he says now that number's dropped because of those actions to 283,000. Now, we don't know, but yesterday on Facebook, I was sent this Instagram thing, and it brings up a lot of good topping points, in fact, with what we're going to talk with Frank about. Anyway, Frank, can you play that that audio? It's by Dr. Chad Deal.
I'm a very objective person. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist. I like data. I like real, objective facts. I like ones and zeros. But there's something a little funny about this coronavirus. And we talked about this yesterday, the fact that the virus, normally viruses affect the very young, the immunocompromised, the elderly. And, you know, what's interesting is this one doesn't tend to affect the young much at all. In fact, these immune systems that are very immature, they don't have all the antibodies and all the other components that they need to fight the viruses, the bacteria, the funguses. But they're actually doing okay with this virus, almost like it's been modified to do this, okay? Maybe we're supposed to just believe it just happened by chance. But then also interesting about this virus is normally it takes, by the time your mucous membranes are already swelling up from the virus and we're getting all these symptoms of congestion and cold and cough, you know, that's when finally we have a high enough viral load that you can be contagious. This one, you're actually very contagious early. I think the gap is almost like 5 days, last I heard. So it's made for rapid spread. It's made to only affect people that are more disabled or immunocompromised and elderly. In other words, the people that are less likely to contribute to a society. The people that, if you were concerned about population control, that aren't really contributing as much, in fact, are more of a burden, if you would say, on the different parts of a healthcare system and other support systems. Also interesting, China's a very large country, okay, north to south, about 3,400 miles, about 3,250 miles east to west. And in this mammoth-sized country, right here sits Wuhan, where the outbreak was. Well, isn't it interesting that the actual Wuhan Institute, the virology, Virus Research Institute, is like right here. And right here, only 20 miles apart, is the fish market. So this mammoth country, there's the fish market where it was found the first time. There's the Institute for Virus Research. Boy, the chances are just incredible. Now, maybe, again, I'm not a bunch of conspiracy theorists and I'm just making too much of this, but I want to see what y'all think about this.
Okay. Well, folks, Frank, are you there? Come on with me, please.
I am.
Okay. Now, this doctor, he doesn't seem like, you know, he's somebody doing specific research on it, but he makes some really good points about it. Did you hear the video, of course?
I did.
First off, what are your thoughts on it? I mean, you know, it's not affecting children like it should, but yet it's attacking the most vulnerable. What do you think?
This ain't rocket science, and I'm quite frankly, I'm getting sick of having to tell people this. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates purchased this. They paid to have it done. It is a bioweapon. It was made. It was invented. It is patented by the Pure Bright Foundation.
Okay.
It is a biological weapon made by a monster who says, hey, if we do vaccines just right, we can reduce the population by 15%. Well, gee, isn't that what this doctor just said is happening? The worthless eaters are being disposed of, just like Bill Gates would like, the guy who happened to pay for this particular virus.
Okay, I agree with what the doc, and here's somebody where I like this doctor is, because it's like he noticed it, you know, it's not like he looked it up or something like that. But here's my point, and this is a clarification for other people, mind you, because I do believe it's a bioweapon. I do believe that other countries have experimented, but, you know, I found a link, because I was looking at patents while I was listening to your program, and I did. It said, what'd you call that, the Pure Bright?
PIRBRIGHT Foundation. Go look it up, folks. And you might go to Justia, JUSTIA.com, and go look up patents there for that. You'll find it.
Right, and I did, and here's the point, though, but there are other things that say that there are other, that coronavirus, the word coronavirus, and this, I'm asking for clarification, not trying to call you on
right,
it.
Right, right, sure.
But I looked it up, and I came across an article, and it was talking about how a coronavirus, yeah, there's patents, and certain governments and people own them, but... there's a lot of other ones that is more of like just a general saying coronavirus, like, you know, cold and maybe 10 different kinds of cold. You know what I'm saying? So how do we know that this particular strain came from them? Because that's what they're saying. They're saying this virus is different than the others. Wouldn't it have all been based from the same? I'm curious. I'm asking you.
Well, the so-called invention that they did is this virus, this very virus. The difference is when it gets released out into the wild, they've made it so it will mutate. So yeah, it's got a lot of different things, and this is done to obfuscate and basically baffle us with BS, okay? They don't want us to know Bill and Melinda Gates paid for this. They don't want us to know that the Pure Bright Foundation owns this invention and released it into the wild. They don't want us to know this. They don't want us to be able to point to who is actually responsible. So they make it so it mutates. Oh, well, that's different. Yeah, it's different because it's mutating.
Right. Well, let's go with this. Do you think that, well, then that opens a possibility. Now, it's not real arguable, or, you know, people don't argue about it too much, that, well, okay, the first place we saw it in China, and particularly in Wuhan, which also has a bio lab there. So wouldn't that have been an ideal place to let it loose in order to not take blame? You understand what I'm saying? So to be blamed on the Chinese?
Well, you know, everything they do, I believe, has multiple purposes. And, yeah, that is certainly one, is to direct the blame away from them, as far away from them as they possibly can get. And I'd say China fits that bill. But why China? Well, a lot of reasons. You know, China, if they want to tank the U.S. economy, which they do because they want to make it look like, oh, look what Trump did, China's a great place to do it because we are overly dependent on their goods, okay? We have a huge trade deficit, you know, and Trump's trying to make it better, but, you know, he'll need at least 20 more years to do that.
Right.
We have a humongous trade deficit, and if they have problems over there, our economy is going to suffer here, and that gives them the opportunity to blame Trump. So there's another reason. The other reason is why China is because, well, why don't we ask Bill and Melinda Gates and the Pure Bright people and all the pharmaceutical companies, why are all our antibiotics and antiviral drugs coming from China? Why are 80% of all non-patented, meaning they ran out of patent and they're being done generically, why are like over 80% of them manufactured exclusively in China? Let me help you. It's because they have slave labor in China, okay? That's
right.
Why. That's why that lab's there in the first place. That's why the Pure Bright Foundation does business over there like that. Because, you know, this is where all of these labs are. Because, oh, there's another thing, too. See, China doesn't have all the, you give the Chinese money, you can do whatever you want, okay? That's how it is over there. That's how they are. It's their culture, okay?
Right.
They are traders. They trade with people, and that's the thing. And if you want to say, hey, man, I'd like to hook up a lab out in the middle of nowhere here in your country, man, you got a big country, you ain't got any people out there. Come on, man, you don't care about those people anyway, and that's all true. Sure, set up your lab. That's why they're there, okay? And it's just a lot of reasons, man, and it's like the perfect thing for them. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, I truly believe, well, I don't believe, I know for a fact, and I can prove it by facts, this is man-made, it is a biological weapon. Now, my opinion is that they've done this specifically to tank Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. It would take, and as strong as his economy and everything and the people behind him are, I can really see that. And after all, they wanted to get rid of the useless eaters too. And
yep.
It, like this doctor has noticed, you know, this is a doctor noticing it, and he's saying, well, wait a minute, this just does, it stinks.
Yeah,
and you know, it wasn't like this guy, because this guy actually is a plastic surgeon or something, you know. He's not a super, you know, viral.
Not a virologist.
Virologist. Yeah, that word. Yeah. Anyway, but he's not that. That's not his department. But he just, you know, he came forward and he said it just stinks. And it's not that it makes his voice any more stronger than ours because he's a doctor, but, you know.
Actually, it does. Because, you know, the one thing people don't get about medical doctors, I mean, we say, oh, yeah, look at those guys over there in the lab. They're all scientists, right? Well, guess what? A medical doctor is a scientist, all right? They are scientists because, oh, guess what? All those scientists in the lab doing all those scientist experiments are all doctors, okay? So
yeah.
If you're a doctor, you are a scientist. And one thing scientists are taught to do is to critically think. So, yeah,
right.
his words do carry a little more weight than your average Joe down the street, and certainly more than some actor or, television personality playing the part of a news anchor. Because that's really all they are. They're just anchors. They're just actors anyway, playing a role. They're not. They don't know anything about the news, you know.
Right.
All they can
not
do. Their big skill set is they know how to read aloud.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're willing to lie. So
yeah.
You got to have that too.
Yeah, you definitely have to have that. Absolutely. So here's my thought. You know, I read a couple other reports. Personally, if we get, I think this is, I don't think they counted on letting this loose. I'm really thinking that, and not, I'm thinking that there's going to be a vaccine soon. I think that it is going to come from Israel. I read the reports from them. And so if that comes on and reverses this thing, then do you think our economy will scream back? Because a lot of people, Frank, are saying that our economy is still strong, that it will set loose a huge jump in the markets back up to where they were and cause some record numbers. Any thoughts on the economy? Will our economy survive this?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, our economy has its own problems without coronavirus. I mean, and it's, like, systematic, and it's, man, I'll tell you what, it ain't going to be fixed in an easy way. But I think that, you know, sure, the stock market, and when we talk about the economy, the only economy anybody ever talks about is the stock market.
Right.
You know, I mean, what about all these places being closed? Now, yeah, okay, they close. You know, one funny thing is, you know, in Houston, Texas,
yeah,
they were going to have a big rodeo there, and they canceled it, right?
Right.
But yet, the Houston public schools are all still open.
Right.
Everybody's out there thinking, well, what are you trying to say? Okay, what's your point? All right? Yeah, the public schools are open. They close the rodeo. All
right.
Right. Who generally goes to rodeos?
Cowboys.
And how do cowboys generally vote? For communists?
No, they vote for conservatives.
Oh, conservatives. Oh, okay, now let's go to the public school. Hey, what do they teach at the public school?
Leftist policies.
Who? 90% of the teachers at public school are what? Communists?
Leftist.
Oh, and the public schools are open, but the rodeo has to be closed. let me think here.
That's funny.
You know, people got to put this together, man.
Yeah.
We are being lied to. They are trying to baffle us with BS.
Yeah. It's hard to tell what's true and what isn't, and, you know, that's where we've got to
take. Come on, Dan.
I'm talking about to the general public. There is so much garbage. If everybody could pick out what's true and what's not, we wouldn't be in the position that we're at now, because over three quarters of the nation knows CNN and all the rest of them were lying, and they eat it up.
Okay, I'm going to help everybody out there then. Okay,
go ahead.
Because you want to get it right most of the time. Because nobody gets everything right all the time, okay? So you can't shoot. I mean, you can shoot for that, but you're never going to get it. So let's just go for let's be right as much as we possibly can. Okay, what you need to do is you need to, every time you hear anything on television, anything on mainstream radio, and three-quarters of the stuff you hear on Patriot Radio, you have to think and say to yourself, every word out of their mouth is a lie, okay? You tell yourself that, and you're going to be right about 80% of the time. That's a passing grade, okay? 80% is a B. That's a passing grade, okay? And all you got to do is say every word out of their mouths is a lie, okay? And you're going to be right 80% of the time. And
yeah.
Then maybe somewhere along the line you could go get yourself some critical thinking skills and common sense, and figure out the other 20% yourself. And then you can be shooting around 95% correct.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I really don't think that there's a lot of common sense out there anymore.
It's not common,
people,
that's for sure.
People baffle me all the time with the things that they say and act on. It's just completely crazy.
Well,
but, yeah.
You know how it is. And the reason is, now, we tend to think, gosh, you know, I talk to these people, and it's like they're stupid, right? But they're not stupid. The problem is, you've heard, everybody out there has heard the phrase, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
Well, they're not stupid. They're being fed garbage. And then when you say, hey, so what's going on? Well, garbage comes out because that's all they've been fed about what's going on. It's not that they're stupid. It's that they are believing people that are lying to them.
Right. Right.
That's really
right.
The problem. And they've been trained to believe these liars at public school.
Yeah. That's sad. But it's true. And it actually, that is a conspiracy plot. In fact, I had some really great book authors on that actually documented it and pointed to how the left took over the communists have taken over the schools and such. So, well, Frank,
but I don't want to point one thing out about communism. The public schools is a great example, but they're certainly not the only example. The labor unions, another example. The environmental movement, another example. Communists are serious business. They never quit. They never go away. They weren't kidding when they said, we're having a worldwide communist revolution. You're living through it, folks. Catch a clue.
Go look up the Communist Manifesto. You'll find out they've accomplished most of that. Well, Frank, thanks for being on, and folks should really listen to you. You did a good program before, right before mine today, and I really enjoyed it. In fact, it kind of helped me to say, hey, wait a minute, I need to get Frank on. Anyway, I got to let you go. I got to talk about the Mission Church. So you be blessed, brother. Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, folks, that was Frank Stepan. He's the founder of American Voice Radio, and you can find him at the same place that you find our program. I don't know exactly all the times he's on, but I know today he was on right before me. And so go listen to him. He keeps a couple of weeks' worth of archives over there at a time, so you can get some past programs. So anyway, and this does go out on national satellite radio, and it's on FM. It's simulcast live on the net internationally. So check out American Voice Radio, all of the programs. Anyway, yeah, he's on 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., but no 8 p.m. on Friday. So that's 2 p.m. daily and 8 p.m. daily. And I assume he's talking about Pacific or Central. Where's he at? Over there on the West Coast, you know. Anyway, yeah, that's Pacific time. All right. Now I've got to talk about the Mission Church. Folks, we are battling a lot of things. We've been really blessed lately, and we are doing great on food coming in. That's a miracle. We really are. But there's some things that we need to prepare for. You know, we may, because of all these shutdowns and things, and I don't know what they're going to do, we may end up having to be closed for a couple of weeks. That may be a real reality. It's something that we won't be able to do anything about. We need donations to pay the bills. Right now, we're behind. I've lost at least $200 worth of donations this month from donations that have been coming for over a year. We really do need your help. I've been set back. If you care about this ministry or my family, this ministry, Messiah's Branch, you care about the homeless and poor, if you care about talk radio, here we are in talk radio. I need to pay up talk radio. I have not did that yet. So you need to support talk radio. This is where we're trying to bring you the truth. So I'm just praying you folks will step up and make some donations because we really, really do need it. We really, really do need it. And, you know, if we look at the word and, you know, we're supposed to let the poor eat from our fields, meaning a portion of everything we earn should go to the poor. That's in the Torah. Torah says, lift your brother up in need so he is not harmed. So whose job is it when things messes up or almost? It's really not the government's job. It's our job. Each other, one to another, we're supposed to lift each other. And what does the Torah say? So your brother isn't harmed. The poor it's mine and your job. It's the body of Messiah. We should be taking care of the problem. And that's what the church used to do. Instead of building mega churches and buildings with bowling alleys in them, and yeah, bowling alleys, tennis courts and all the sorts. And some churches are helping the poor, but the richest of them seems like the richer they are, the less they give to the poor. And that's the same way with this ministry. We have a lot of people that don't have very much money, some retired women and men giving donations. So we really need people to step up. And I know there's a lot of people listening to me that even contacted me before. I'm praying that you'll step up and finally make that donation that you said that you would make, or the one that you said is on your heart and you're going to donate in the future. Well, this is the future. And right now we need your help. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart, of course. Now, folks, you can donate online or over the telephone or mail a check or money order. And you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And remember, it's not the treasures that you store up here, but it's the treasures that you store up in heaven that's going to count. And how do you store those treasures? By helping people and doing things that you can receive no reward for here on earth. So pray about it. We really do need your help. We need your help for radio. I need to pay radio bills. If you make a donation for radio, mark it for radio. But lately, donations, and they do that in January and February, especially we had a lot of money come in November and December that made us pay everything on time, and we got caught up with radio. But people tend to overspend in November and December, and then they're broke in January and February until income tax starts coming in. Well, we need your help. We really, really do. Pray about it. And pray about keeping your loved ones safe. Listen to what they're telling you as far as what you can do to be safe. It's the same way with any flu. Don't let people sneeze on you. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. And remember, this is hitting the elderly and those that have weak conditions the worst. So keep your immune system up. A lot of vitamin C really helps. 1,000 milligrams or so a day, at least, at the minimum. And if vitamin C upsets you, you can get vitamin C that does not affect your stomach, just like I did. So pray about it. Again, you can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. And let me hear from you. You can text me on my phone. But remember, folks, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, 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 always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Praying for the peace of Jerusalem is praying for Yeshua's return. There'll never be any real peace till he gets back. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, Father, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.